Maduro's back-to-school message, Venezuela is in a world war against America. By Francis Martel on September 17, 2019. Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro told students in an address marking the first day of school Monday that their country was in a world war of an economic character against imperialism, a term communists and socialists in Latin America used to refer to the United States. Maduro also claimed that his nation, left destitute by two decades of extreme socialist economic policies, was an example to the world in offering children a dignified education and bright future. According to UNICEF, over 3 million Venezuelan children are in need of dire food aid. Over 4 million people generally do not have access to clean drinking water, and an estimated million children cannot afford to go to school due to their lack of access to food and school supplies. Venezuela today has one of the best education systems in Latin America and the world, let us be proud, Maduro urged on state television Monday night. Venezuela is the only country in the world that gives boys and girls their backpack with supplies, their uniforms, that guarantees public education to 80% of people, free and of high quality. Any inability on the part of the government to provide basic services was the product of antagonism by the United States, he claimed. We are here in a world war, of an economic character, with imperialism, the United States, torturing the economic body of Venezuela, Maduro claimed. We move forward. Maduro did not specify how the United States was engaging in a world war by sanctioning only Venezuela for his regime's gross human rights abuses. He also did not make the link directly between American sanctions on high-ranking Maduro officials, not the Venezuelan people, and the destitute state of the Venezuelan education system. Despite Maduro's claims, the nonprofit Save the Children explained last week. Children's access to education is also in great peril. Many of the millions who have left are teachers leaving behind run-down schools and emptying classrooms as less and less people can afford to send their children to school, even if it is free. When inflation is at well over 1,000,000%, the cost of notebooks and uniforms becomes a luxury to dispense with. As more and more Venezuelans move to neighboring countries, the burden on local schools increases, while the same economic hardships facing these incoming Venezuelans means the financial barriers to children going to school remain high. According to VTV, state television, the participants in the opposition dialogue included the party's Movement Towards Socialism, Progressive Alliance, and Red Flag, a Marxist-Leninist group. No representatives of the Venezuela right, to the extent that one exists, participated in talks with Maduro. The leftist opposition and Maduro signed an agreement that would allow the United Socialist Party of Venezuela, PSUV, Maduro's party, to acquire seats in the National Assembly without having been voted in, which allows the SUV to regain power over the only democratically elected branch of government left. The current National Assembly is run by a coalition of socialist opposition parties distinct from the socialists negotiating with Maduro today that won the majority in 2015. Maduro celebrated that the deal opens all the doors towards dialogue for peace. Today we have signed a partial agreement with the majority of the Venezuelan opposition. Diosdado Cabello, a drug lord that Maduro has appointed to lead the SUV, said on Monday. We are totally in agreement with to reintegrate into the National Assembly. We will speak to the opposition as many times as necessary. Maduro has largely ignored the National Assembly since he lost it in 2015, when Cabello was Speaker of the Assembly. Cabello went on to establish an illegal extra-governmental legislature, the National Constituent Assembly, to usurp power away from the rightfully elected lawmakers in the real legislature. Notably absent from talks with Maduro was the legal president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido. Guaido, a member of the Democratic Socialist Popular Will Party, became president of the country in January after the National Assembly exercised its constitutional power to remove Maduro. Guaido has failed to consolidate any military power, however, leaving him only with the nominal title of head of state. Guaido entered talks with the regime, inexplicably brokered by the government of Norway, this year. The talks yielded no positive movement forward, as Maduro has refused to step down. Following the Maduro announcement this week that he had agreed to talks with the Marxist-Leninist opposition instead of Guaido, the president reiterated that he was open to talks, but only with presidential elections as soon as possible with a new Electoral Council, CNE, without political prisoners, with guarantees for all who participate in the process. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.